recording?
Yes, sir.
I feel like I am walking back into the arms of an estranged mother right now.
I feel as though I've made love with a woman for my formative years and then left her to go sow my wild oats and then have returned to her home where she has stayed and only gotten more beautiful.
She still accepts you?
Yes.
I feel like my mother gave birth to me and I got to walk around for 29 years and then I got to crawl right back inside of her and I feel so comfortable.
I do feel like I'm inside of a vagina.
Oh my God, wouldn't that be so cute? You live in your mom's womb again?
It would be really nice. I bet she would love it.
Aww.
She misses me.
And she could just kind of feel you in there being a little baby.
Republicans again. Take pictures of you in there and they're like, this is what a fetus looks like. Are you okay? And it turns out you're gay and they're like, never mind. Abortion is okay again.
Gay fetuses are not babies. They're fetus. That would be funny if like the only time they think about the science is when the baby's gay.
Right.
It would be really scary to put my 230-pound body into my mom's 150-pound frame.
It's just a clump of gay cells.
Yeah, it's just a clump of cells. It's a clump of cells that loves listening to... go ahead, Matt. Who have you been listening to lately?
Oh, music-wise?
Yeah.
Ugh, really bad music.
I've decided to not make any, because references are problematic because you're generalizing when you make a reference.
Oh, like, but like you can generalize
joke.
With me.
No. So I've decided to throw all of my references to other people.
I've just been listening to, honestly, I love Charlie XCX's earlier albums.
Charlie XCX.
Then. And I've been listening to Mariah Carey's earlier albums, like Daydream.
Oh. Do you know those work as full albums? Because I feel like she's a little bit of a singles queen.
Mariah Carey?
Yeah.
No, Mariah Carey is an incredible songwriter.
She's going to come after you.
Yeah, come at me, okay?
I think that's a fair statement because it's like an Ariana Grande. You would think she probably has like four bangers and the rest is trash.
Yeah.
Mariah Carey, most people didn't know this. She just got indicted into the songwriters.
Indicted. She was sued.
She was indicted.
What's the word I'm looking for here?
Inducted.
And
inducted.
She got indoctrinated into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. And
you do know a lot of words. You just don't know exactly where to put them sometimes.
Yeah, I don't know what the right one is.
You just have a scrambled dictionary.
Yeah, she is a songwriter, and she writes almost all the songs in her albums.
Yeah.
But yes, I just listened to Daydream cover to cover. And I mean, that album came out in 95, and that was back when... You would get a CD and you would listen to the whole album.
Right.
So it's like a full, it's a full.
But there were
album.
Still motherfuckers who were putting out CDs that were garbage. Like every CD I listened to when I was younger was that. And every other. You would buy a CD and you'd be like, oh, that's great. Korn has, 20 songs on this album. And then you'd be like,
I don't know if I would recognize a Korn song.
Oh, you would recognize.
You probably
song.
Would, even
or I want to
you...
know that it. I don't know what they sound like.
It's almost like the. It's almost like the smell of cum. Where even if you haven't smelled it, like if you heard Korn, you'd be like, "This got to be Korn."
Right, this is Korn.
Is it that clip from TikTok that's?
No.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No. Now you're being offensive to Korn.
No, but there's that. Do you know that clip that's like? Is that Korn?
I don't think so. I also have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh.
I begged. My cousin was a big metalhead, and I begged her to take me to Ozfest because Korn was playing there.
You're a big Korn fan.
I was truly a big Korn fan, even though I didn't like their whole albums. I would like five songs off an album when you're a kid. You're like, that's enough to devote my life to this group of people. This would be five songs.
Yeah.
And I begged my cousin to take me to Ozfest, and she was like, okay, well, if your parents say okay, and they were like, no. Then I realized, looking back on it, I was like, oh, I'd be a 13-year-old in a polo at Ozfest. Like, I would have gotten molested quickly.
You would have been very confused as to what was going on around.
I would have no idea.
Yeah. Is Ozfest Ozzy Osbourne's festival?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
True
not
metalhead.
Not Sharon Osbourne.
Yeah, Sharon Osbourne's fit. All right, we're going to make a festival where I say offensive things towards people who work for me.
Who is the younger? Kelly Osbourne is the other one?
Yeah.
Daddy, don't preach.
She has a tattoo of a keyboard because she doesn't give a fuck. What about Primus? You ever listen to Primus?
Yeah, I listen to a little Primus, too.
That's what I
did. Did you listen to Metallica?
I listened to every song that every band that like a...
What?
A white kid who's going to turn into a bad guy would listen to. That's what I listened to for
Limp
a long
Bizkit?
Time. Yeah, I loved Limp Bizkit.
Really?
Oh, right. My God, yeah. I thought Limp Bizkit. I loved rap rock.
Yeah.
Rap rock was awesome to me.
Okay, this is so bizarre. Yesterday I woke up and I was cleaning up an after-hours party. A friend was
What's it called?
I know. It's
rap rock.
It's just hilarious to think about, like Kid Rock.
Or rap metal, or however you would describe it, but it's like, I would listen to Zach De La Roca's spin-off projects. One Day as a Lion is the name of a band that he created with a group, and I was eating that shit up.
Not even Rage.
What band was he in?
He was in Rage Against the Machine.
Okay.
Yeah.
He is Rage. No.
No, that's not true.
I woke up yesterday
Tom Morello
craving the song... Wish I could turn back time to the good old days. I've never, ever, I didn't even know who sang it. But you know, you sometimes get a song in your head and you're like, I just have to hear it because I've heard it in a mall like 3,000 times.
Yeah.
And so I listened to it on repeat yesterday like 5 times in a row and it felt so good.
That is such a mall song. The amount of like...
It has 1.7 billion plays.
The amount of 14-year-olds who listen to that song while they learned how to harass women is crazy.
That's true.
The first time, the first time a child cat called, it was most likely to that song. I feel like malls are. No one talks about how offensive malls were.
Malls are the
kids would go nuts in malls, dude.
Malls are. It's a place to wild out. We would go there every weekend,
and kids would run amok.
I would be one time. I climbed into the the claw machine that gets the toys. Yeah. I paid for it. And I didn't get a toy, so then my friend and I climbed inside of the machine and just took all the toys out.
Yeah.
Did you get stuck? How big is this machine? How big were you?
It was like the size of this house. I'm just kidding. My friend was much smaller. He was small for his age.
Why did he just lie? Did you just lie?
Why did you just lie?
Yeah, it was not that big.
But I remember hearing stories of girls going to the mall and then being like, oh, yeah, this kid who went to another school came up to us and, like, shoved his hands down our pants as a dare. And me being like, that was my first inkling of, like, okay, that's weird. Like, you shouldn't, what?
It's crazy that middle school boys will call sexual assault a dare.
Yeah, they'll do it as a, they'll like, commit sexual assault as a dare. That's how important dares are to kids back then.
I mean,
they'll
when
do
you're,
it.
When you're that young, you think pulling your dick out, like, is a plan.
Yeah, it's like, no, it's like a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I have something funny that'll really get my friends to think I'm cool.
I mean, it's a good time to do it. While you're under 18.
I mean, it's always, in terms of like the law, yeah, sure. Yeah, like,
it's always a bad time, but I guess if you
I mean,
to
if
pick
you're
going to
do it,
the worst.
Do it while it's not going to affect you for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
On the off chance there is a 13-year-old listening, just keep it in.
Yeah.
Right.
Sure. Just the hottest thing you can do is
do
have
not
your
grab
dick.
Girls' tits at the mall as a dare.
If you want to be a cool guy, you know what girls like?
Go ahead.
Is a dick in pants and hands to yourself.
And consent.
Girls love that.
Dick in pants, hands to yourself, a little bit bisexual, just a smidge.
Just get a little bi. A
little bit.
It doesn't, you're in middle school. It just means if you wear a tight shirt, then you're bi.
You're fine.
Middle school, it hasn't, like the, are middle school kids more progressive now?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
They have to be.
Totally.
It's just weird to think of like middle school as such like a vacuum. You know,
you would think that, but no, nothing is. I think that's what we learned is even when you're in like kindergarten, you're getting like signals and messages from society at large, and that dictates your behavior.
Do you know that in kindergarten, the only thing they teach is gender now?
Yeah, that is.
Do you know that?
I love that.
Did you hear about this? That's all they teach in fucking California because of Newsom. Did you know that,
well,
Matt?
Right. There's a lot of genders.
You don't learn about shapes and colors anymore.
No.
It's just gender.
It's all genders.
Yeah, instead of learning the 51 states, you just learn. Are there 51? 50.
States?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, 51 including Hawaii and Alaska.
No, you just learned the 51.
No, it's 50, and then I think Puerto Rico is kind of involved, so you might want to call that 51.
Yeah, yeah, well, we're
progressive. 50 includes Hawaii and Alaska.
Like to,
do they?
100%.
We're
progressive,
so we include
guaranteed.
Puerto Rico as a 50.
I thought it was...
What is that?
It's so crazy, I don't even know the amount of states there are, but you know what I do know?
I was surprised that both of you didn't.
Yeah, I thought it was 51.
It's fine.
But we can name
Lewis,
all.
Check,
no
look
way,
that look
no
that up.
Internet, so it's all it's
don't
all
look.
You.
It's not worth
it. But it is 50.
Up.
Yeah,
don't
pretty
look
sure.
it up.
Yeah, I think it is true. There's 151 Pokemon in the first generation. That's why I got it mixed up.
I used to go to gym class. Now kids go to non-binary class. You fucking know that? Fucking me and JK are anyway.
So the funny thing is, people do argue. Do you know the whole thing in Florida where they were being like, "Oh, you can't discuss gender in classrooms," because they couldn't outright go, which is what they wanted to, which is outright go no gay stuff.
Yeah,
like you can't be like, just don't be gay,
right,
at any point in your life. Like that's essentially what Florida was trying to do. But what they ended up doing is be like, you can't discuss gender in class.
Mm-hmm.
So what that means is like, it literally is under that law. And I remember calling you and telling you this. And I'm like, I'll bet this is just me calling myself right in perpetuity. But I remember calling you when I was in an airport and being like, yeah, I'm reading about this because I did get interested in it. And under these laws, it does seem like you can't mention that you have a husband or wife either.
Probably not.
They inadvertently became like the most progressive.
Yeah,
state.
Exactly. You cannot mention a partner.
They
like,
just
you can't mention
George Washington and his friend who lived with him.
Puerto Rico is potentially the 51st state,
yeah,
but I'm sure they would not like that either.
You think so?
Maybe not.
I don't know if they're all that happy
about
it.
It's probably mixed opinions. They would like to have rights because they're all owned by the United States.
Right.
It's crazy that our laws affect them and they're not allowed to vote.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Similar for prisoners.
They're like the 18-year-olds of states.
18-year-olds aren't allowed to vote?
Yeah, right?
No, 18-year-olds.
Fuck.
We don't know shit. Hey,
I was fucking right about
this. We
got
to stick to gay stuff because we don't know nothing on this podcast.
I was playing a good game with my roommates. It's the dumbest game ever, but you just say something and then the person just has to say something they know about it. And that's the whole game.
Oh,
we started
cool.
off with sports, you know, lacrosse.
I know that there's a goalie who has a bigger head on his stick than the other people.
That's how you play the game.
Is featured in the movie Mean Girls.
Oh,
that's all you need to do. That's the whole game. If you're ever hanging out with people, you just
I actually enjoy this game.
It's good if you live with people too, because then they walk into the room and you're just like Tanzania.
Okay,
and, you know, getting that
Tanzania.
So.
I don't know anything about Tanzania specifically, really.
Neither do I. Sometimes it's how the game goes.
In Africa.
Oh well, yeah.
I could have said that.
Yeah, that's
See,
true.
But that's the thing about the game is you forget that is an answer.
Right.
Yeah.
That the most basic thing is an answer. You could even just say it's a country and it's like, that is an answer.
That is an answer.
You did answer the question. It was not good to bring this up because it really doesn't lead.
I had something I wanted to mention about the mall.
To anything.
Two things. One, these are both big cans of worms. One, malls are the perfect place to indoctrinate children. Like, it's kind of like you're able to put subliminal messaging into their minds. Like, for instance, 21 Pilots, that band, mm-hmm. I heard them in the mall all the time, and now I love them.
You just want to listen to 21
and
Pilots.
And 21 Pilots, I meant to say, is that not current-day Limp Bizkit? Like, the rock rap?
No.
He raps in his songs.
No, not at all.
I know what you're saying, but Limp Bizkit has a much grungier
soft. They're
fucked
soft
up.
Yeah.
I don't even think they really make bands like Limp Bizkit anymore.
No, I'm sure they do, but Limp Bizkit is very much like, I'm fucked up in the head. That's the ethos of Limp Bizkit is like, I'm fucked up.
21 Pilots is more like, I'm sad. I wish I didn't have to work.
Time.
Right.
No, yeah. Like, Limp Bizkit was the era where you could actually sell white male aggression.
Right.
Like, you could sell it.
You still can.
Yeah.
But, like, you can't. But more like in a movie.
Where it was cool to do it.
Yeah, I guess Eminem was very much that.
Totally.
You can't really. But I guess it's not so much anymore.
It's a lot. Like, if Limp Bizkit came out right now.
Yeah.
And they had the song Break Stuff. I think everyone across the board would be like, we can't do this.
I would be so secretly jacked up about it. I would be so... Dude, I would be listening to that on my bike every time I rode my bike, and I'd go 45 miles an hour everywhere.
I think if Limp Bizkit came out right now, it would only be a matter of months until like a right-wing mass shooter came out that he was a huge Limp Bizkit fan.
I think
it would just immediately be part of that. Like... I don't know. That was the whole problem with Woodstock 99. It's very weird. If you see that documentary.
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
The entire thing, they're like, it was
What's the guy's
fine.
Name, the head of it?
Fred Durst.
He was...
Wait, you mean of Limp Bizkit or of the... Yeah, Fred Durst.
He was such a nightmare. And when there was violence outgoing, he was inciting it and
really?
Encouraging it to keep going.
They were playing...
Who was the really good guy from the other band who was like, hey, we're done. Like, we're not playing anymore.
I forget.
He was the hero of the story.
It wasn't Oasis.
And I was like, wow, I really respect that guy. That was really thoughtful.
Yeah, he, like...
And was, wait, because they were, the men in the crowds were physically assaulting women.
And, like, the band members could see it.
Yeah, and they didn't care at all.
Yeah, it was really bad. People were like, if any woman crowd surfed, like, she was...
Well, there should just be, every band should just have one guy on stage who's, like, a lawyer, but he gets a microphone.
Yeah.
And he gets to, because I think what we're realizing is most people who are the front people of bands are sociopaths.
Definitely.
Right? Yeah. Much like many comedians.
Definitely. Travis
so,
Scott.
So, I mean, Travis Scott is another example of that.
Yeah.
Where he obviously knew that people were, like, in, at very least, incredible medical duress.
Yeah.
And just didn't do anything about it.
The good guy from the band was the band Korn.
Yeah. Whoa, cool.
See? He was like, hey, guys, please, like, respect other people. Like, he was way ahead of his...
But that makes sense, because I think Korn gets more respect. It's hard. It's funny to say respect.
No,
but
they
Korn
do.
Gets more
You're
respect
right.
in, like, the metal community, whereas Limp Bizkit has almost since its inception been a joke.
They're more of a novelty.
So it kind of makes sense where the Korn, like, in... I feel like... metal bands can go real south and be real bad and violent and stuff, but good metal bands do kind of have this understanding because there is so much chaos at metal concerts. They need to be hyper aware of it, which is why people say, like, oh, Travis Scott was really bad at this sort of thing, because Travis Scott has this, like, very punk rock heavy metal aesthetic, but doesn't really have any grip on, like, how to run a real metal show.
Yeah, that was a thing with Fred Durst where, like, it had been building. With
yeah,
all
Fred
this,
Durst
like,
is probably the same way.
2000s.
Yeah.
But then once he got on stage, he started playing break stuff, and yeah. he was telling people to break stuff.
Yeah.
And then when they started lighting fires, he was like, yes, continue lighting
they
fires.
They literally destroyed the arena.
Yeah. yeah. And somebody brought up an interesting point where they were like, and, you know, it was terrible, but at the end of the day, Fred Durst did what he was hired to do. Where it's like, that is what Fred Durst does.
Right.
You wanted Limp Bizkit to be there. That's what you get when you invite Limp Bizkit.
That's just so not true. That's just so... No one who hired Fred Durst was like, we want Fred Durst to incite violence.
No, but I'm saying at that point, it almost might have been smart for the like producers of the show to be like, there's no way we can let you go up
but
there.
But that's the thing is like, I don't think... Are the producers there? Or like the showrunners there?
Michael
Do
Lang
they have the
was
ability?
There. Yeah.
Oh, in that case, yeah, it's mostly
yeah, they were
their
all
fault.
Freaking out.
Michael Lang is also... He did the first Woodstock, and the first Woodstock is not talked about how it was in many ways an absolute catastrophe.
Oh my God, and dude. Like, I love how people are like, oh yeah, the first Woodstock was like awesome. It destroyed a town.
It destroyed all that land. People are just fucking shitting on the ground.
Oh my
people,
God, it was horrible.
I think a guy died. And
I wonder,
like,
do they have any... Is there any video footage of that one?
There is a humongous amount of video.
Yeah.
Okay,
There's an entire, a very famous movie already.
But it's really easy.
Like every single act, yeah.
Yeah, okay. People didn't have a ton of cameras like they did during the last Woodstock, so they just weren't able to capture a lot of it. But it's like, I just love
they
how...
captured a lot, to be honest.
Woodstock is the perfect example of, like, that generation, because they were all just like, this is cool, and we're changing the world, and this is how the world changes. Did nothing to change the world. Ruined a like the infrastructure of a town.
Had a negative effect.
Caused like huge traffic jams that resulted in the death of like, you know, quite a few people because ambulances couldn't get through New York State. Like New York State Thruway closed, which is always really bad.
Right.
And then the end product is that they just did a bunch of drugs, fucked each other with like probably at least, you know, gray area consent and then left.
Oh, yeah.
And that was them changing the world.
That's what I like about a lot of those old boomers is that they thought they could change the world by hanging out.
But they thought they could change the world by hanging out and driving. Well, it's this whole thing that that documentary, it's not Hypernormalization, it's the other, it's called Century of the Self. And it's all about how, like, it was the first generation of people to really solidify this idea of individualism. And individualism, like, ruins the idea of collective action, which is the only thing that gets things done.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think there was a lot of that back then. Could you imagine being a black dude at that time, just surrounded by all those white people, and they're like, we're all the same.
We're all
and you're
exactly
just like, guys,
same.
We're not doing anything. Like, we're doing absolutely nothing right now.
Right.
I wanted to say that I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but Korn has the vibe where it's like, fuck the system, and we have to work together to... because they suck, and then Limp Bizkit is just fuck everyone.
I know nothing of the vibe of Korn.
Well, you're right about
and
Rage.
Based on just, I don't listen to either band, but based on the their presentation on stage, that the leader of Korn, whatever his name is, he seemed like a really great guy, and it was very much like, things are messed up, but like, we gotta work together. And then Limp Bizkit was just like, fuck everyone, fuck the bitch next to you, fuck everything. You know what I mean? Like,
fuck the bitch next to you could have literally been a Limp Bizkit album name.
And it would have been like on like
would have been pretty
platinum.
Good, yeah.
My friend had a, what was the name of that album? Chocolate Starfish? Something? They don't know.
Yeah, it's hot dog flavored water and then I think chocolate starfish. Yeah,
it was named after that's like buttholes. My friend had a signed copy of that and great. I remember just laughing at him, just being like, why do you have a signed Limp Bizkit album? He was like, it's going to be worth money.
Right.
And I'm like, do you think it will ever be worth more than it is now?
At this moment.
Like,
and he might be right, because the way irony is kind of coming all the way around, you probably could sell it for a good amount now.
Yeah, that could be true.
I'd buy it.
You'd buy it?
Yeah, for a few thousand.
Can you still see Primus in concert? Are they still touring?
I have no idea.
I didn't even know that was a band until right now. Okay, other important mall question is... when I was, we would always go to this mall called Chiwok, Chihampalas Walk. It was like the mall that we would go to in Bandung, and it was yes. really cool. And they opened up a Krispy Kreme donuts there, and it was huge. This was
now,
probably 2005.
Now, before the Krispy Kreme, like, what are the stores at the mall? Paint a little picture of the mall for us.
There's like a photo booth like thing where you could like go in, and like there's like all these.
That's
like,
the first thing that comes to mind in the mall.
I mean, we would love to go there. You would all dress up. And it takes 6 pictures, but it's a whole room, and so you'd rent it for like an hour, and there's like wigs and like wow. stuffed animals and like a ball pit, and like you take like group pictures, because the mall is a time to like see like, you know, you, like the different cliques of people and be like,
okay, keep going. What else?
So there's
is going
that
on?
There was the arcade in the mall. Okay. That had like Dance Dance Revolution, my fave, and they also had like Time Crisis, other things. There was a movie theater. It played 3 movies. It was usually about a month behind whatever America
right.
was playing.
Sure.
Young Matt was like, wait, there's a game where I can listen to Britney Spears.
Where the
games. And I get to pay them to dance.
Right.
I'm in.
It's great.
now, and then there was like, you know, there was a massage chair store.
Yes.
And we would like, go. This is the worst example of being a middle schooler. Go in there and pretend like, oh, we're going to buy one of these, but we just sit in the chairs for 2 hours.
I would do
that
all the time, yeah.
So bad.
Of course.
And then there was like a pierce on the first floor. There was like a piercing place. So like people would like, I got my ears pierced.
So malls are kind of the same everywhere. In a
yeah,
way.
Yeah. Malls are a universal shithole.
Yeah.
Were the brands just different? Were there any American brands?
It was like, mostly European brands. Like
yeah.
Did you have like Louis Vuitton or anything like that? Or?
You know what? I was so disconnected. Not at that mall.
Okay.
Not at that mall. No, it was definitely Indonesian boutiques and like more like, I don't know, some European brands and stuff. But there was a Krispy Kreme that opened up, and there was a high schooler, and there was a Starbucks, and it was huge. Like, everyone was like, holy shit, they opened Starbucks here. I didn't know what Starbucks was, but like the American teachers and everyone would be like, we got to go to Starbucks. This is crazy. So we would literally on the weekend, we would go to the mall, and we would all like, I would buy a Frappuccino, and that would be like my thing for the weekend. And we would sit in Starbucks and like play cards, and that was cool. But there was a Krispy Kreme across the street, and there was a high schooler there. And I remember the high schooler sitting around, and the guy was like, yeah, I could probably fit 6 Krispy Kreme donuts on my cock. And then I, being like a middle schooler, I was like,
high school boy or girl?
Unclear. And
well, I thought,
I'm just kidding. Obvious, not obviously. This was a male identifying male.
Okay.
Assigned male at birth, identifies as male. Thanks for clarifying, Dan.
You got a little thing on your teeth.
And yeah, you do. It's okay. You're still beautiful.
I didn't mean to call
you out. It's off. You got it. But this guy, you know, this is a high schooler saying this to me in middle school, and I'm like, wow, I can't wait till I'm like older and I can fit like 6 whole Dunkin' Donuts, 6 whole Krispy Kreme donuts on my dick.
Oh, he said that to you?
He said it. He was like bragging to everyone, and then the other guys were like, "Yeah, I think I could fit like 5." And the other guys like, "Yeah, probably 7 or whatever." But it, like, Krispy Kreme donuts are like that thick.
No, they're thinner.
Okay,
they're notoriously smaller than all. I would say Krispy Kreme donuts are about an inch wide. So at that point, he just says,
"Cooper, how many Krispy Kreme donuts do you think you could fit on your dick?"
Probably. 12. I feel like. I feel like 5 to 6 would be fair.
Right. Right. Matt, how many about you? How about you?
I want to go under the assumption. I just think that they are thicker than that at its highest peak. At its highest peak, I would say they're probably like 1.5 inches. And also, you're like, wrong. Your thighs are in the way. I just don't know.
Yeah, the reason I say 5 to 6 is I feel like the sixths is right. It's like on the tip.
See, I think it's a weird metric.
It
because
seems weird to hold.
My dick is wider than them.
Well,
so
that's
it
also
would
the
break
problem.
The donut up. I couldn't fit a single one on my dick because it would rip apart.
That's true.
I don't. Yeah, it would be.
I could at least fit at least half of one.
There's also no way it would keep.
That's safe to say.
I like to put them on soft.
I could probably fit. I will say this. I have a massive pee hole, so I could probably fit about 12 donut holes in my pee hole.
Oh, that's cool. Now, that's a better metric.
It's very cool,
and
actually.
Then you're ribbed.
Yeah,
now yeah,
yeah.
No,
it,
my penis
cool.
is just the same width as the pee hole. It's just the size of a donut hole. It sucks when I come. It's just a quick vomit. It's just...
No, I would love it if it was just 12, like, pop, 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 and you just hear 11 pops, and you're like, wait, pop.
Yeah, it's loading up.
Yeah, it's loading.
It's literally just like they're churning it.
Right, right.
Like
a Gatling gun.
Pushing out the toothpaste. It just flops out.
It would be fun to take a bite of a donut off a guy's dick.
I'm sure it's been done.
Oh, definitely. It's been done in porn, for sure. I think I've seen that.
Really? Well, I've not seen that one.
Yeah. Also, though, if you put a Krispy Kreme donut on your dick, you're compromising the structure of the entire donut, which at that point, the measurement of it, the thing you're using to measure your dick, the donut, is now different than it was
before. I just have to tell you guys, I'm ordering a dozen Krispy Kreme donuts for tomorrow. I'm going to see what happens.
Matt, are you scared about monkeypox?
Am I scared of it?
Yeah.
No, because I got vaccinated.
You're vaxxed up.
No, I am actually... I did not take...
Wait, quick question.
Yeah.
Monkeypox is relatively new, correct?
Yeah.
I don't know much about it. I don't know much about anything. I don't even know what the word indoctrinate
means. Well, I just didn't hear any... I didn't hear any level of...
I got me back!
And you decided to do the bit again.
Not
so you did the bit once, and then you decided to do the same bit again.
Because of how well it went the first time.
As we all know with comedy, if it doesn't make you laugh the first time, you do it again until the audience laughs.
Lewis is crying laughing.
Lewis, well, he was in Germany. They don't have any humor there, so like...
But I didn't hear any uproar about the monkeypox vaccine.
So, which I found out, I got the monkeypox vaccine 2 weeks ago. The qualifications were that you had to have gonorrhea or syphilis in the past 3 months.
Wow.
I haven't technically had either of those, technically. No, I haven't, but I got syphilis in 2015.
Okay.
And syphilis
stays
always
in your body.
Comes up on... Yeah, it's a titer system. Like, it's like a ratio of like... So, 1-to-1. It's been 1-to-1 in my system since I got treated in 2015.
Okay.
But every time I get tested, it always says reactive for syphilis. So, I just brought that test that said reactive, even though my doctor was like, yeah, it just means it's dormant. But then I sent that test to all of my friends, and they just changed their names on the test and showed it, and which is illegal. And... But now it's available to any man who's on PrEP, which everyone is on PrEP except our producer. And
should we be treating it like it's a disease just for gay guys? Because wasn't that the issue?
That's
with
the weird
AIDS?
Thing about it.
That was a big problem.
That's the weird thing about it is because it can be transferred from. You don't even have to have sex. You don't have to transfer semen or blood. It can be transferred from physical touch or from sweat. So, like, if you play sports, I feel like you should get it. If you're a trainer, I don't know.
If you're in the club. If you're one of those women that refers to their gay friends as my gays, like an insane person, you're going to be hugging in the club, you'll get monkeypox.
I don't understand.
Hey, let's keep just the gay guys getting the vaccine then. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Think about it. My gaze ladies might become extinct.
Do you know what I mean? Also,
we have a chance.
I know
people. It has like a 0.01 death rate, so they're not going to be extinct. They're just going to have
they'll be extinct.
Welts all over there. They'll be extinct from social settings,
right? Which, hey, that's all I care about is that pump remains fucking pure. The most well reputable gay bar.
Dan just
in the
wants
world.
To be able to go to Pump and have a good time with
Let
the boys.
Let me go to Pump with the boys.
I've never been to Pump in my life. You have to get it's a double dose vaccine, so I have to wait another 2 weeks. You have to wait 28 days to get the second.
But I'm
dose.
Saying there's no uproar about like the efficacy of the fucking no one was like this is the government putting a microchip in you.
I think well, because this is the reason. So COVID, I never took seriously. Sorry. And but I did get vaccinated and boosted.
What do you mean you never took it seriously?
I mean, your boy be out there partying, your boy
but
be
you,
out there
But you locked
street.
Down like when it was at its peaks, correct?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I think
oh my God.
He didn't is what he said.
Yeah, you're a bad guy.
I was very bad during COVID. I was, but I was very smart because I didn't post about it like all the losers. If you're going to be gays against COVID, just don't post about it.
So, wait, so what settings
I wasn't,
were you going
I wasn't against
to?
COVID. I was just against not hanging out with the boys.
But what like settings were you going to
like
during
big
COVID?
Settings?
Yeah.
Large events.
But no, what, like, I wasn't. It was just me and a group of like six or seven friends who
don't
hang out.
That's fine. You're making it sound, you like to make yourself sound a lot worse than you actually
I
are.
I know. I'm a Gryffindor at heart and I wish I was a Slytherin.
Right.
But so monkeypox. The thing that Harry Potter is a book that came out in the late 90s.
I know. Even okay. It's always been so fucking dumb the entire time.
Right. What
and
has been?
Harry Potter.
Oh.
Even before finding
I
out
you
that,
were
that J.K. Rowling's a piece of shit. Harry Potter has always, it's, I mean, finally, because she's a piece of shit, you can just openly tell people who like it that they suck dicks.
I love
but
Harry
like,
Potter.
The amount of people that have so much fun with it is you just want to go up to them and just be like, anything else.
Do you hate Logan Gunselman?
No, is she into it?
Then Logan Gunselman is the biggest Harry Potter
then
fan
I hate that
I know
part of her
in my life.
You sound like a real Ravenclaw right now.
Yeah, that is very that is very pragmatic of you to have such a staunch logical opinion on Harry Potter.
Being into astrology.
If you would just tune a little more of your Hufflepuff.
Being really into being Hufflepuff is like you can't have kids. You know what I mean? It's like
yeah.
What?
Well, but the
like,
funny thing is, those are the people who have kids.
I
Based
know.
On Facebook, those are all the only people who are breeding right now are people who put themselves in a camp of Hufflepuff.
I'm sorry. Her. Are you into Lord of the Rings?
No.
Are you into Game of Thrones?
No. Because I'm not a fucking loser.
Oh, right. You only like the Grateful Dead.
Yeah. I like cool shit.
Yeah,
I don't know. I've gotten to a point where I'm kind of just accepting, like, I would never openly make fun of people for that. But, like, yeah, I think.
You're doing it on a podcast.
You're a cool guy.
But I'm
you
saying
like Grateful
the,
Dead
but I'm
and
saying
going
to
therapy.
I'm not saying I'm cool. I'm just saying I'm tired of acting like that shit is not, like, nerdy as fuck.
I don't think it's an uncommon or unpopular opinion to think liking Harry Potter is
well,
nerdy.
Good.
Like,
right.
No one's gonna be mad at you if you say that. Like, if you said to Logan, you're a nerd. For
no,
like
people
Harry
will
Potter.
Be mad at Cooper for saying
Same
that.
Same people who like love technology. People who like love technology. It's like you're a fucking loser.
Interesting.
Like, I don't know how else to explain it.
I
you're
would
a computer baby.
I would agree with you that perhaps it's a like. It's a thing that people like.
It's the Harry Potter fans.
That maybe.
Call the cops on you.
Yeah, they're arresting you.
They send an ambulance because they're about to beat the
it's
shit.
It's maybe
out of
something. So, this is something that, like, will internally bother me. Is some people have this, like, clawing nostalgia. And, like, certain things are made for children. And, the reason why it's made for children, it's not, like, a trivial thing. It's like, this is geared towards someone whose brain has not, like, fully developed, so they need, like, these kind of childish stories to get
Damn.
Them through childhood. But the thing is, that's
Damn,
not those
Daniel.
People's fault for liking it.
No.
I think that we're in, like, a fucking stunted society right now.
That was such a savage way of insulting Harry Potter fans. You're like, it's not a bad book. It's just for people whose brains are stunted.
He's making
I think a lot of people are stunted. I think the reason why like nostalgia is so big now, and it didn't used to be, like, nostalgia wasn't an industry before, like, recently. But now it's all about, like, oh, the 90s, like, oh, like, this shit. And it's because, like, I think that there's a real dearth of, like, creativity and new stuff coming out, and there's not a lot of things for adults. And it's like, you can see it from the Disneyfication of social media. It's like, you used to be able to kind of post whatever the fuck you wanted on, like, places like Instagram and or whatever, and now you just can't anymore. Like, posts get taken down all the time for essentially no reason. And
what does that have to do with nostalgia?
Because there's no fucking content for adults anymore, like, or very rarely, because it's way more profitable for these companies to make media that appeal to, like, a wide age range. That's why Harry Potter is so profitable, because they know children will like it, and they also know adults will go and see it again.
That's what I don't get, is, like, I used to watch a lot of SpongeBob, and I love SpongeBob. And sometimes I'll, like, watch back and be like, oh, it's still funny. But I don't walk around being like, SpongeBob is my thing. Where it's like, why do you not look back at Harry Potter as like, oh, yeah, look at that dumbass, stupid bullshit I used to like as a kid.
Well, that's a little too
No, this dumb, stupid, idiot bullshit where I fucking thought I was a wizard. What a dumb piece of shit I was.
Right.
Ha, 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 that was so fun. You shouldn't be 30 years old being like, I just got a new cloak. It's like, why don't you get a new job or something? Like, what the fuck is this? Go hiking. Go do something. This isn't a life.
Right.
What do you... And I'm not saying the shit I'm into is cool. I'm not a cool person at all. People don't like me. But this fucking Harry Potter shit is like, fucking die. Like, Lewis is good at technology. Lewis is not a tech guy.
Mm.
Tech guys can suck every dick till they die, but because they're the guys that show up to high school with a Google Glass on, and they're like, look at this! And it's like, you're killing us. You're killing yourself and us.
I disagree. So I sort of disagree with the Harry Potter thing. I vehemently disagree with the tech thing, because you can make a lot of money being big into tech.
Yeah.
Oh, like, well, sure, there's the money there, but I mean,
like,
if,
like,
I still think
those are
nerds.
The people who are producing podcasts and, like, shooting stuff that you want to be in.
It sounds like your beef is with people who dress up for Comic-Con. Because, like, how many times have you interacted with Logan? 100+. How many times have you interacted with me? Many times. Have we ever talked about Harry Potter with you?
I guess I'm talking about people who talk about Harry Potter.
Okay.
I guess that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, so, which I think we'd agree, if we interact with someone and every time we talked with them, they only talked about Harry Potter, we would find them fucking annoying.
If I interacted
with someone who only talked about Trader Joe's, I would be like, you're fucking annoying.
Exactly. I'm making a very
simple... If I interacted with you and all you did was talk about yourself,
right,
I would be like, you're So your beef is actually with someone who is only able to talk about one topic. And in that sense,
yeah,
I agree with you.
But there also is just a bully mentality I have of, like, I don't believe I'm right. I just accept that I think these things, and it's very hard to stop thinking these things. And I don't know how important it is to stop thinking these things, because they're very specific gripes.
You're also trying to make the podcast a little interesting.
I'm trying to make the
get fired up. It's okay.
I just don't understand people who are like, oh my God, are you so excited for, like, the new iPhone to drop? And it's like,
no, I think that about adults, and it's like, they enjoy, I know everything that people say about it, but it's this fucking war against negativity that I don't like, where it's like, no, you should be a little bit negative sometimes. Like, that's called being a fucking grown-up in the world. And it's like, usually it's this selective form of argument that certain people use, and we're getting away from Harry Potter, but it's like, when I talk about, like, when I talk about being a little weirded out by people who like Disney, like, as adults, like, mm-hmm, adults who will go to Disneyland stuff, people will be like, oh, why are you so negative? Like, you're negative about stuff too. So the argument can't be negativity as a whole is bad, because that's not an argument. That's being brain dead. Only people who are, like, in a vegetative state have no negativity. You just select what you're negative about. And it's like, if your argument is, well, specifically, that's like a trivial thing to be mad at, it's like, yeah, you're right too, but it's not like I'm banging the drum outside of Disney and, like, protesting it. But when I see, like, an adult who has, you know, like, dedicated their adult lives to Disney World, I am kind of like, it's a little odd to me.
It's a little odd. And that's it's fine to dislike these things. It's just not fine to bully people.
Yeah.
Which is what I don't get, where people are like, let people have fun. You're like, I am.
I'm not doing a mass shooting
at Disneyland.
Right.
I'm just saying the people that go there all
the time are fucking losers. They are, because it's like, motherfucker, if you come up to me and you go, hey, Dan, you like swinging a steel mace for fun is weird to me, I would be like, yeah.
And it's the same thing with the Grateful Dead, where I'm like, of course most people hate
it's
it.
It's the weird defensiveness.
I don't give a fuck.
And I will say this about certain people who like these things. They have this sort of defensiveness around it. And maybe that's defensiveness that's like kind of, you know, come about because they are constantly being ridiculed.
And
because
they were born, because they were nerds when they were young.
They've made it a part of their identity. It's who they are. Whereas you identify as like a comedian.
But if you say anything I identify with is stupid, I'll agree with you.
Yeah, yeah.
There's
but this person is like, my identity is Harry Potter.
Right.
And so they feel like you're attacking them.
Well, it's also because they were nerds when they were younger.
But do you feel like part of your identity is Harry Potter?
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But I've also, like, I used to have, like, when I really liked, like, in middle school, I loved the band Fall Out Boy. I loved them. And when someone who only knew, like, Sugar We're Going Down would be like, I love Fall Out Boy, I would get so angry.
That's the sort of mentality
I would get
talking
so upset,
about.
And I couldn't figure out why I was upset about that. And I was like, oh, because I think that... like, this is part of who I am, and they're appropriating. Like, they're, like, pretending like they're a part of this group of people, but they're not.
And the important,
and that's not cool. And then I was like, oh, this is bad.
And the important
like,
part
doesn't
is that,
matter.
The important part is that you were in middle school, where it's these people don't grow up. And if I were to ask someone, like, hey, what are you into? And they say a fucking name of any movie. If you say, like, I really love film, I study film, I'm like, all right. That's a genre. That's an activity. I can understand that. If I ask you what you're into and you say Harry Potter, I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? And they're like, well, I have a season pass to Universal. I go there and I get butter beer. And you're just like, what? Yeah, like, what do you mean? Like, if you love film, then you go to the movies every week and you have some fucking fun. If you love Harry Potter, it's always the same. There's nothing new. You've been liking the same thing for too long.
It's interesting. Like, I will, like, I'm opposing your negativity towards this, but at the same time, I draw the line at Disney gays. If you are a Disney gay,
what's
like,
a Disney gay?
Gays who are obsessed with going to Disneyland. What you were talking about?
Oh no! People. I was not specifying gay people.
Oh yeah, no, but you just like I don't even have to say Disney gay. It could be Disney adult,
right?
But
it is interesting that you.
But although I'm sure there's a really good Pornhub category about Disney adult.
Oh.
Yeah, Jasmine and the Little Mermaid.
That's almost what the Disney.
But Disney gays, like, you should have a warning on your dating profile. Like, these are horrible people who are not contributing to society.
Oh my God. I would just say, to me, it's a little odd to be a grown-up person and want to go to a place that is specifically and expressly made for children. Now that's changed recently because of the amount of adults, so they've kind of been like, well, no, you can, like, it's a place for adults now. It's like, well, that was kind of stamped on it in perpetuity.
There is like what you were talking about, the nostalgia aspect. Like, I would never go to Disneyland, but now they have the Star Wars like land, and I'm like, I loved Star Wars growing up, and
love
nostalgia. I mean, I still enjoy that universe. It's fun to me. It makes me feel.
I understand.
You know, maybe we all need a bit of magic in our lives.
It's just, and that's great.
Then go
sponsor
fuck
us, Disney. But it is just. I'm just saying, like, to me, it's a thing I don't understand, which is why I don't outright go like, well, like, fuck nostalgia as a whole. But I do sort of go like, I've never had any desire to go back and, like, even watch shows that I used to watch as a kid. Or it's the same, like, I don't want to play kickball anymore. I don't want to do, I just don't have any of that, really. It doesn't mean that you can't have, like, whimsy in your, like, life or, like, a childlike wonder in things, and that's fine. Yeah. But I'm saying, like, maybe to me, for my life, it's better to apply that to, like, adult things, like, you know, my current goals of stand-up comedy or, like, maybe learn something about history.
I'd say this is your Cap Moon, Cap Sun coming into play, where you're saying you're so practical in that I can't go back to the past. I'm never going to be a child again.
Right.
It's never going to give me the same joy that I
also,
had.
Also, I enjoy
so
being
not?
An adult so much more.
That's what I don't get, where it's just like, when those people with the Harry Potter people, it just reeks to me of like, I'm a person who's finished being a person. I'm done. I'm Harry Potter.
That is a very, sorry, I'm just expanding on this thought before I lose it, but that is a very interesting point where there are so many adults, and I experience this like in extensions of my family or people I grew up with, where they've reached a cap of learning and of knowledge and exploring. And so that's what they've said. They've decided like, Disney is where I cap off at. Marvel is where I cap off. Whatever. There might be a correlation to that idea where they're like, I no longer need to learn any more things. This is who I am. And that is very sad.
And like to fucking go on the other end of that. Or it's just a fun little thing that you enjoy as an adult and your life is completely fine around. And it's cute. And it's like, I don't know, but I don't think that you should... that there should be anything in your life that can't be insulted and you'd get like completely defensive about it. It's just a little odd to me because, again, that just not like I like a lot of incredibly stupid things, but I'm not going to defend them.
Well, it's because you weren't a fucking nerd growing up. And that's what these people were.
Oh, I was a huge loser growing up.
Yeah, I feel like Dan wasn't. I'm talking about like. Like,
I was a dork, not a nerd.
Yeah, I'm talking about like bitch asses. I'm talking about like people who were just like, and then all they had was their little fucking magic wand. And then they grew up and they started hanging out with other people who used to be fucking losers. And now they have their own community and then they feel accepted and that's wonderful. But then a fucking grown up bully comes to him and he's like, oh yeah, you look fucking dumb as shit in that cloak. And they're like, you can't say that to me. And it's like, shut up, you fucking nerd.
You're right.
You've accepted that you're a nerd. So when a bully comes along and calls you a nerd, be proud of it. Be happy about it. Stop trying to fucking change the world around you. Change yourself. Grow up.
Mm.
You didn't change. You found people who also chose not to change. And that's all you fucking did, you dumbass loser. And you work at a fucking startup, and you have no substance to you. And so you fill it up with fucking butterbeer and whatever fucking else bullshit you like.
I would love butterbeer.
You fucking barefoot wine drinking fucking... It's fuck them.
I think that there's a lot more nuance to these people than we're giving them credit.
Of course there is. But it's also hilarious to call them fucking losers and we're on a podcast.
These are teachers. These are mentors.
Also, there's something about Disney.
These are therapists.
People, Disney adults seem like people that go home and tell their husband, like, I'm a baby and you're my father and you're going to fuck me. Like, all those people seem
well,
like...
Well, there is nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, exactly.
There is nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, like, I'm going to get in a diaper and then you're going to throw me in the trash. You know, it's like, I don't know. We're also at 45.
Oh, yeah, let's do Gay Straight Pan.
Yeah.
Matt.
Oh, why me? I got the monkeypox vaccine, which apparently is gay, and I cleaned up an after-hours party that was had a dark room, and I had to take down two slings, and they were all luby.
Oh, yeah.
What did you do that was pan?
Started dating someone. Do not say their name on mic. Because he does that all the time.
No. Wow. I learned from my mistakes.
I just feel like with our significant others, we don't need to just say their
names.
Yeah,
we start dating the person names. That I think it is.
A fucking course is why I said don't say
I haven't
their
talked
names.
To you in like 3 weeks.
I know, I just don't trust you on a mic at all.
Now, Cooper.
That's a good person to have a podcast with.
I was siding with you a little bit on the Disney thing. Can I take a moment?
Yeah.
I don't think you gave Matt enough credit there.
I didn't because I'm afraid. Of his quick
and,
trigger.
And just know, I don't know if your fear is completely warranted.
Listen, it wouldn't matter if he said her name, but I'm just saying.
So we could beep it out.
So it's her.
But it's nice to not. You know them. But it's nice to not, because then, you
know. I
know.
I don't know. Maybe I forgot it, them. So it's a them.
It's a them. It's a they, them.
It's a her, them. I just say their name. I'm not going.
Yeah, you gave an opening to be very funny.
Because I knew if I didn't, he would have 100% said the name.
Damn,
I don't know.
How does Chris Pratt feel about that?
Okay, my straight thing that I did recently was not spend enough time. Well, I've spent enough time with my girlfriend, but we had a very long conversation about how we don't do enough things together.
You gonna do more things?
Okay.
No.
You gonna do more things?
I'm glad hopefully gonna start doing more things. We're gonna start doing more things. We're gonna go to the Huntington Library.
I hiked to Bridge to Nowhere a couple weeks ago. Oh, have you ever done that?
Yeah, I've heard it's really cool. No, I've never done it, but I've heard it's really cool.
It's so beautiful. We went at 6 a.m. It was great.
Yeah.
I want to go again soon. It's so wonderful. The clearest water I've seen in Los Angeles. Like, it's great. Yeah,
let's do a podcast trip.
Ooh.
I love that. Have you been to Bridge to Nowhere?
No.
Didn't think so.
Perfect for the podcast.
All right, babies. Well, thank you for listening. We'll be back with another episode next week.
Ravenclaw till I die.
Suck it. Fuck you. Suck it. Okay. I think that was good.
That was great.